Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams. This is about five powerful principles to help you be happier, healthier, wealthier, smarter, and more resilient. And I think that if you're listening to this, you may already share these principles. Most likely you do. But it's important that we all have a reminder of the power of these principles. Because sometimes through influence or, you know, PSYOP campaigns from the government or the media or whatever, you can slip off of your principles. You can be seduced into a message that might be pro-war or pro-vaccine or whatever. And it's important to be reminded of what the principles are that have helped you achieve the positive results in your life. And so I want to share some things with you here. And I've also published an article on Natural News about this very same topic. And what I'm saying to people, because this article is intended to be read by people who may not necessarily hear this podcast, what I'm saying to them is, hey, you should really follow the principles that I'm teaching, because if you do, your life is going to be so much better in all the things that matter, you know, happiness, health, wealth, intelligence, you know, resilience, self-reliance, dignity, all these things. And I point out a few things that are really important. You know, if you followed my information podcast over the last 5 years, you avoided the COVID bioweapons injections, and so you weren't harmed by those. You probably began to take on some really great health habits, like adding anti-cancer nutrients to your meals or to your smoothies or to your supplements. So you probably have an anti-cancer lifestyle. Maybe you've even cleaned out, you know, the fragrance from your laundry detergent, things like that. So you have an anti-cancer lifestyle, which means your cancer risk, it has plunged, you know, as close to zero as is possible in the modern world. So, and also, you know, your risk of diabetes or Alzheimer's or dementia or other disorders or diseases, heart disease, etc., has also plummeted if you've been following nutritional information, the kind of information that I share. So, and I'm not the only one, obviously, and there are many of us who are, you know, holistic, nutrition-oriented people. And if you follow our information, your results are going to improve. Now, on the financial side, I've been recommending stacking gold and silver for many, many years, as you know. And if you've stacked gold and silver, you are a happy camper right now, because your gold is worth $3,800 an ounce, and that's the spot price. So a gold coin, like a one-ounce gold coin, might be worth $3,900 or $3,950. It just depends on the premiums and the spreads. Your silver is worth $47 an ounce. And if you bought goldbacks, you know what those goldbacks are worth now? They're over $7 per goldback now. So those have doubled since I started recommending them. So you're doing great in terms of just preserving wealth. And the bottom line is, if you follow what I teach, then you're immune to government psyops. You've freed yourself from the toxic burden of processed foods and toxic fragrances and pharmaceutical poisons. You're more resilient than the average person. You're more sustainable. You have more knowledge. You know how to solve more problems. You're adaptable, in other words. And these are really, really important things that will help you get through the difficult times that are coming. You've become more knowledgeable, more skeptical, and more resilient. These are really important traits, because society consists of a lot of tricks, a lot of seductions and scams to trick you into doing things that contradict your own self-interest. And that's why these five principles of health and freedom and abundance are really so critical. And let's just start. Let's go through the list. Principle number one. And this is actually a difficult principle for people. Sometimes it takes a lifetime for people to recognize this one. But many of you are already living this. But here it is. Principle number one, you recognize that all institutions of centralized power, whether it's governments, large corporations, regulators, medical boards, big tech platforms, central banks, etc., all of them are intrinsically corrupt, dishonest, and are working against your best interests. And this understanding will serve you well. Now, you see, we're born into a world where the default in society is to trust the government, They care for you. Yeah, they're trying to help you. Trust the drug companies. Yeah, they're looking for cures. Didn't you know they're looking for cures?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all that research to try to cure cancer. No, they're not. They're not trying to cure cancer. Cancer is a racket for the cancer industry. Diabetes is a racket for the diabetes industry. And processed food is a racket for the pharmaceutical industry. And vaccines are a racket for the drug companies for repeat business. And vaccines are a racket for the pediatricians to keep the children coming back sick with symptoms so they can make more money by poisoning children's bodies with unnecessary and toxic vaccines. You see, when you understand that these organizations are working against you, only then do you have the wisdom to navigate the world in a way that leads to your own best outcomes. On the other hand, if you follow what the government wants you to do or what Big Pharma wants you to do or what the media wants you to do, you will lose your money, you'll lose your health, you'll lose your liberty, you will lose your mind eventually. You won't have good outcomes. If you, in other words, you do what they say, your life will get worse. And that's why a lot of people are miserable today, because they have trusted governments, they've trusted corporations, they trusted the science, they trusted Fauci, etc. And things got a lot worse. Those of us who do not trust those systems, our lives keep getting better. You know, health, wealth, abundance, liberty, intelligence, information, knowledge, competence, skills, our lives get better. And, you know, we don't have myocarditis. So the number one thing that you need to do in the world, that's why I put this as principle number one. This is first, is anytime any government tells you to do something, whether it's Trump or Biden, you know, Republicans, Democrats, or your leaders in Canada or Japan or anywhere, the very first response that you should have to that is no. The very it should be almost a knee-jerk reaction. Whatever they want you to do, no. Uh-uh. Nope. Oh, you want me to sign up for a CBDC? Nope. Nope. Oh, you want me to support your new spending bill? Uh-uh. No, no, no. Like, literally whatever they want you to do, say no and support the opposite. When they want you to support war, nope, don't support war. When they want you to believe the latest, you know, shooting psyop, don't believe it. When they want you to be afraid because there's another pandemic, nope, not going to succumb to your fear. Sorry, nope, just say no. Rule number one. And again, the same thing is true with corporations, with media, any centralized authority, whether it's the FDA, just say no. CDC, Always say no, and your life will get better. It's actually really simple. So what should you trust if you're not trusting, you know, corrupt government and corrupt fraudulent corporations that are profiting off your sickness and suffering? What should you trust instead? That leads us to principle number two, which is a deep understanding in and faith in natural intelligence. Natural intelligence. So natural intelligence refers to the wisdom of all natural systems from the cosmos, you know, at the cosmic level, to plants and herbs at the Mother Nature level here on Earth, but also including your own immune system, the systems you were born with, having faith in your body's ability to heal itself, having faith in your brain's ability to learn, you know, having faith in systems that are natural, that humanity hasn't corrupted yet, you know, like a forest ecosystem. There's a lot of wisdom in nature. There's wisdom in plants. There's wisdom in herbs. There's wisdom in essential oils. All of these things have a natural intelligence that modern man just flatly does not even understand at this point and cannot mimic either. So, am I saying that you should trust like forest weeds more than an MD? That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, absolutely. There's natural intelligence in the fact that we humans are compatible with the plants in the world around us. and the phytochemicals that are in those plants, we are compatible with sunlight. We are compatible with chlorophyll in the plants. You know, we are compatible with the microbiology of healthy soils, etc. We are not compatible with all the synthetic toxic interventions that a typical MD is going to push you onto. Oh, here, have a statin drug. Here, have chemotherapy. Here, take this deadly depopulation jab. You bet I trust the forest more than I trust a doctor. 100%. If I have a health issue, I'm a lot more likely to go take a walk in the forest than go visit a doctor. That's for sure. Because a doctor's got nothing to offer you. I mean, a Western doctor, you know, conventional doctor. Now, there are exceptions, you know, naturopaths and, you know, complementary doctors and various, you know, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners and chiropractic practitioners, etc. That's different. I'm talking about conventional mainstream doctors. They've got nothing to offer me unless I have to go to the emergency room, you know, because there's a spear in my calf or something, you know, because I was playing Indiana Jones and I didn't get away from the natives quickly enough and one of the spears went through my calf. So I need to get that spear removed. Yeah, of course, I'm going to seek out an ER doctor. But for everything else, nope. No, thank you. Have faith in natural intelligence. That means also trusting your intuition, trusting your gut, as they say, trusting your taste. If something tastes horrible, probably don't eat it. And, you know, you can sample taste like a medication if you wish, and you'll find out it tastes horrible. Probably not good for you. There may be a few exceptions to that in, you know, acute emergency situations. But overall, if it tastes awful, that's your body saying, yeah, you don't need that, for the most part. All right. So principle number three, this is also one that takes people a long time to embrace, and some people never do. It's a deeply ingrained sense of self-responsibility for determining your life outcomes. In other words, acting like an adult. Now, there are a lot of people of every age that don't want to act like an adult. They want to put the responsibility for their outcomes onto somebody else. Like, doctor, you fix me. Or, you know, Trump, you save me. Or, you know, RFK Jr., you make me healthy. You waiting for Maha to make you healthy? Why? What are you waiting for? You can just be healthy right now. You can just start doing it. You already know, right? I mean, you don't have to wait for somebody else to come along and tell you the right thing to do. You know the right things to do, especially if you're listening to this podcast. You already know them. And you're probably doing many of them, if not all of them. But you know that your outcome in life, whether it's health or your financial situation or the values and morality that you choose to live with, like, this is all up to you. No one else can impose these outcomes on you. And it's not the responsibility of, you know, Big Pharma to end a pandemic. The people who put their faith in Fauci were fools. People who put their faith in vaccines were fools. And to this day, and the people who put their faith in annual flu shots, they're flu fools. One flew over the cuckoo's nest fools, I think. They're some fools, that's for sure. Vaccine can't make you healthy. Understand that? Chemotherapy can't make you cancer-free. And artificial light can never replace natural sunlight. So it's you that's responsible for your health outcomes and everything else. And nobody else will have your self-interest at heart as much as you do. Certainly not any government, not any corporation, not any bank, not any media outlet. I mean, think about it. There are very, very few people, even in alternative media, that ever really talk about values the way I'm talking about them. I mean, I genuinely want you to be healthy, abundant, wise, happy, etc. But even then, your own self-interest is much stronger than my interest in you. See? Your self-interest is much stronger. It's up to you. Even interacting with someone who wants you to do well, you're the person who has to determine that for yourself. And it's just shocking to me how rarely we hear anybody talking about this self-responsibility. Instead, we hear, especially in the political realm, we hear now it's Trump and conservatives always talking about how they're going to save you, or they're going to fix things for you. They're going to make gasoline or eggs more affordable. They're going to solve all these problems. You just got to give them more power. Keep voting for them. Let them have more control over your life, and then they'll solve your problems for you. Well, that's a fool's faith right there. The government's got no interest in your outcome, your happiness, or your life savings. If they wanted to help you do better, they would end all income taxes. Think about it. Income taxes are a form of theft, confiscation, keeping a good man down, and a good woman on top of that too. Taxation is punishment, and they don't need your tax money since they can print all the money they want to spend anyway. So they're taxing you as punishment while simultaneously claiming that they're going to solve all your problems. No, you're not. The best way the government can solve our problems is get the hell out of our lives. Stop taxing us. Stop regulating us. Stop inspecting us. Just go. Go away. We know how to do things better than you do, and we actually have values. We have morality. We have honesty. We have ethics, whereas the government does not. No corporation does either, right? So that's all principle number three, a sense of self-responsibility. Taking ownership over the outcomes that you experience. Principle number four I've kind of mentioned already. It's all about personal integrity. So this is having a code of morals, values, virtue, however you want to describe it. But if you don't have personal integrity, if you don't stand for something that matters, then I don't think that your results are going to be very positive. I don't think that you can cheat your way to prosperity. Now, someone with low integrity, they could cheat their way to financial numbers, but that's not the same as prosperity, because what good is it having a lot of money that maybe you stole from a bunch of other innocent people if, along with that, you have the self-knowledge that you're a crook? You know, I mean, how do you enjoy your so-called riches if every time you look at yourself in the mirror, you're ashamed of what you've become, right? So you can't get to wealth by stealing from others. You can only get to financial wealth and spiritual wealth by contributing to the world, by being a person of virtue and contributing in a positive way, which means that you need to offer a product or a service or you know, whatever your service of value is to the world. Maybe it's being a pastor, maybe it's being an influencer, you know, whatever it is, but you need to offer things to the world that help make the world a better place. And then you need to run your own life with a sense of integrity. When you do that, you will find that things really go well for you, that things just flow better, that it's like you have booster rockets. And I've always found that too. It's like I treat people in private the way that I want people to treat me, even when no one's looking. I treat people with dignity. And I have values that you've seen me defend over and over again, even when it's not popular, you know, to say, hey, it's wrong to bomb children in Gaza, right? Not a popular opinion in the United States. But it's the right opinion. It's the right integrity to say that all lives have value and that all human beings are children of God and that all religions have value. And there is wisdom to be learned from every faith and every ethnicity of every type of person all around the world. See, those are the values that I have, and at times those are not popular at all, especially when right now it's very popular for people to really rage against Muslims or to rage against anybody that doesn't support, you know, Israel's genocide campaign, or to rage against those who support Palestine, you know, whatever the case may be. But if you don't have values that are universal, then what do you have at the end of the day? You know, you're a hollow person surrounded by material stuff that you can't take with you anyway. So focus on personal integrity first. Be a person of virtue. Be a person with a consistent moral code. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. And as a side benefit, this will also bring you closer to God, because these are the principles that God has taught us through his various ambassadors over the years, from Moses to Christ and so on, okay? All right, so that's principle number four. Principle number five. This is the last one here, but this is still very important. It's about constantly learning at any age, but also with an open mind. So successful people are always learning. And by success, I don't mean just material wealth, of course. I mean people who make a positive difference in the world. People who are the innovators, people who are the inspirers, if that's a term. People who empower others. They themselves continue to learn constantly. And this is a habit that I picked up decades ago, and it has really defined my life. And sometimes I have people respond or react to my interviews, and I very often hear people say things like, you know, Mike, how are you able to interview anybody on any subject and yet talk like you're almost an expert in that topic also, as well as every other topic? Like, how do you get to that point where you just know so much stuff that you can interview anybody? And by the way, I appreciate that positive feedback for those who have offered that. Thank you. I'm humbled by that. But the truth is, I'm learning every day. I'm not only doing interviews, I'm listening to interviews. I'm constantly listening to other experts. I'm listening to audiobooks. I'm reading material. I'm learning. I'm watching how-to videos on different kinds of things. I've become recently, for example, really, really good at writing AI-augmented code to achieve very important tasks that are related to our own AI engine. I mean, in the last 2 years, I've reached expert level in code writing with AI and prompt engineering, data processing, data pipeline, language translation, classification prompts. I mean, you name it. I'm definitely expert level at that stuff. How did I do it? By starting with no knowledge and making a lot of mistakes and jumping in and just doing it and learning and trying to find better ways to do it, you know? I don't have like magical instant knowledge. I have to earn it just like you do. And I earn it through time and sometimes through mistakes. But the result is, if you do that year after year after year, you keep learning. If you're a curious person, you know, you probably love learning anyway. You just keep on learning. You keep reading, right? And you keep listening. And before long, you actually become more knowledgeable than like 999 out of 1,000 people. And it's actually not that hard to get there, since very few people dedicate any real time to learning, you know, after they leave college or whatever. Very few adults my age in their 50s focus on learning every day. Very few. So just be a constant learner, and it will pay huge dividends. Of course, it's also critical to have the neurological support that can allow you to learn. And that comes down to nutrition. So the other half of my secret is that I have very clean blood. I have, you know, neuroprotective nutrients every day in all my smoothies and everything. And my supplements that I take, you know, constantly taking supplements or drinking superfoods or using herbs or whatever. As a result, my brain functions better today than it ever did at any other time in my life. I mean, I can learn more quickly now. And sometimes it actually gets annoying. I've become less and less patient listening to other people trying to tell me stuff at a very slow bandwidth. I'm like, oh God, please get to the point. And so like, if I'm listening to an interview and if that person's going too slow, it's just like, forget it. I'm done with this. I got to get a faster, you know, faster bandwidth here to get knowledge. This is why I can't sit through college lectures at normal 1x speed. You know, so sometimes I'll plug in and tune in to like an MIT lecture, you know, because they're all free. You know, you can get a whole MIT education for free. You know that, right? You just listen to all the lectures. They're free. And I was actually accepted to MIT because I aced most of the sections of college entrance exams when I took those tests in high school. And MIT wanted me to come to MIT, but I couldn't afford it, so I didn't go there. But I can listen to lectures. And most of the MIT lectures, not all of them, but most of them are too slow at 1x. You know, I got to speed them up. You got to listen to like 1.4 or whatever. But when you have a brain that functions really, really well because you've got good nutrition and you're not intoxicating your brain with, you know, pharmaceuticals and antidepressant drugs and recreational drugs and alcohol, et cetera, then your brain actually is going to work really, really well. And you're going to be able to learn more quickly than ever before in your life. True. At any age, remember that your hippocampus continues to generate new brain cells. It's called neurogenesis for a reason. Nerve generation. And so you can learn and you can expand your brain at any time in your life. It just comes down to a choice of what activities and what kind of nutrition you're going to pursue. Do you want a really healthy, clean brain that functions at full human potential level? Or, you know, do you want to numb your brain and, you know, disconnect from the world and wake up with a hangover? I mean, that it's a personal choice. And if you choose to keep learning and you choose to enhance your knowledge and you choose a cleaner lifestyle in terms of your diet and your foods and clean water, you know, et cetera, your brain is going to work miracles, because it is. It's a miracle supercomputer. You know that. Your neurology is a holographic supercomputer that outperforms, you know, every supercomputer on the planet. But it's got to have the right fuel and it's got to be free from toxins. Anyway, when you do all these things, then you're going to have a healthy brain. You're going to have healthy perception. You're going to be able to think critically. You'll be immune to government psyops. You'll say no to toxic pharmaceuticals and whatever. You'll say no to the next plandemic psyop or the next false flag psyop or the next war psyop or whatever's coming. And no matter what comes your way, whether it's financial collapse or cyber attacks or, you know, aliens have arrived, you know, cosmic false flag, whatever it is, you're going to do better when you follow these five principles. You're going to do so much better. Like, number one, you're not going to trust anything the government announces. They announce, oh, aliens have arrived and we all have to give up our guns. You're like, no. Just because the Grays walked out on the White House lawn doesn't mean that I got to give you my AR-15. It doesn't work that way. Nope. I don't think the Second Amendment was written by the Founding Fathers in a way that said, you know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless aliens show up. It doesn't say that. And then kind of restating principle number two, in times of chaos and confusion, instead of turning outward and looking for answers outside yourself, oh, where can I get the answer? When is the government going to save me? When is Fauci going to save me? When is the vaccine going to save me? When is the bank going to give me my money back that they stole in the bail-in? When is blah, blah, blah? When are they going to save me? Instead of all that, turn inward. Turn inward, because the natural intelligence is already within you. The answers are within you, not outside. It's not external. It's internal. I mean, literally. Your immune system knows more than all of the CDC put together. Plus, on top of that, your immune system isn't a demon-tattooed furry humper like the CDC officials are, or some of them, or some former CDC officials. The furry humpers got fired, it turns out, at least the ones we know about. They had to show them the door, but it turned out to be a doggy door. Yes. But you get the idea, okay? And the reason I just wanted to reiterate all of this is to help you find your own self-confidence in these principles. And this is what's going to give you strength in what's coming. Because what's coming, I have a sense that something really horrible is coming. Really disruptive. Very chaotic. We're going to lose a lot of our freedoms. We're going to lose a lot of assets. We're going to lose the Western banking system probably at some point here. I mean, there are going to be a lot of losses. And I don't want you to suffer through any of that. I want you to be well prepared. And I know that if you follow these principles, you will make it. You'll be fine. I mean, yeah, we're all going to lose something in terms of assets or whatever. You know, whatever money you have in the bank. Oh, it's gone. You know, like South Park. And it's gone. But you're not going to lose your soul as long as you don't compromise. You can live and you can die with your values, your morality, and your soul all intact, no matter what material goods you have or used to have or lost along the way. It doesn't matter. So stick to the five principles and you'll do great. Now, if you want to continue to follow my work, where I espouse these principles consistently, then of course you can follow my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. I just published 3 articles over the weekend. Sometimes I go a week or two without writing any articles, but I'm thinking that's going to change now. Now that I've got some other things more under control, I'll have more time for article writing. But, you know, you can follow me on brighteon.social. My username there is Health Ranger. Or you can use our AI engine, which is heavily influenced by all of my work over 20 plus years. You can find that engine at brighteon.ai, and it's completely free to use. So check it out. Check out the interviews. Check out the articles. And oh, yeah, if you want to have healthy, clean foods that are lab tested, then shop at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Because clean food helps heal the world. It does. When you eat cleaner food, then your brain works better and your life gets better. Healthier food makes your life better. It really does. And we do more testing than anybody else in the industry. Almost everything is certified organic. Everything is laboratory tested. And we test for all kinds of things, including heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and for some items, aflatoxins and so on. Atrazine, just depends on the item. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We'll make it through all this together. Whatever happens, they're not going to take us down. Even if they kill billions of people on Earth, which they may, we're hard to kill. We're very resilient. So thank you for listening. Yeah, God bless you all. Take care.
Coco Energize, a delicious blend of organic cocoa, maca, and mushrooms for clean, lasting energy. Certified organic, lab tested, and available now at healthrangerstore.com.